Hey friend, welcome to Jesus and Coffee with Beezy Baby. So today I want to talk about packing light. Anytime I go on a trip, I always overpack. I'll be the first to tell you. My husband and I will talk about just taking one suitcase somewhere, and I'll agree. And by the time we get through getting ready for the trip, child, we got a carry-on, a checked bag, personal items. I'm putting on two sweatshirts and tying something around my waist, and we just going somewhere for 3 days. And what I realize is that I'm trying to plan for everything. So I'm taking everything with me that I might need while I'm gone. And the truth is, no matter how much I prepare, I'm always gonna have forgotten or overlooked something, right? There's always gonna be that one thing that I just got to stop by the store real quick for. And I think that we sometimes do the same thing in life. As we are journeying to wherever God has taken us next, we try to make sure that we have accounted for everything. Well, I know I got to learn this, and I know I got to do this, and I got to check this box and can't leave that unturned. And, you know, we just go through all of the different things, overthinking every possible scenario, because we know where we've come from. We know where God has taken us, and we do not want to end up back where we were. So we try to figure out how to do everything right so that we don't end up back in a place of suffering, right? Or we don't end up living in a place that has now expired, right? That we're no longer comfortable in. And just like when we're packing for that vacation, less is more. You don't really need 23 bathing suits for a 2-day trip. You don't need snow boots just in case it gets cold in Miami in June. All you need is to get to where you're going and enjoy your moments. And the same thing applies as you are journeying through this life. God already has it all figured out. Yeah, there are some things that you have to do to make sure that things go the way they're supposed to, right? There's work that is in your hands. There's character development that you're responsible for. There's integrity that you have to have in these spaces. But friend, you can't account for everything. You got to let God be God. You got to trust that God has equipped you with what you need and that you don't have to overthink, hyperanalyze, or figure out everything. Because guess what happens? When you start to do that, you steal the joy out of the moments. You are so worried about what could go wrong and trying to control the outcome of every single space that by the time you arrive at where you're going, you have missed all of the great moments along the way. You were so busy stressing about the journey that you missed the beauty of it. So if you're in this space right now and you're thinking to yourself, "Oh Lord, this is me." Don't let it be you no more. Enjoy your moments, friend. Life goes so fast. And one day we're all going to be looking at our last 24 hours. We'll be reflecting over what we've done with our life. And I can guarantee you, you're not going to wish you worried more about something. You're not going to wish you were more anxious about things. You're going to wish that you just let things be what they were, that you trusted God with the process, that you did what you could, but that you enjoyed your time here. That when you were on vacation, you breathed in the smells and touched the feels and felt the sun on your skin if you go to sunny places. But you get what I'm saying here. Enjoy your moment. God didn't put us here to rush through this thing like a rat race, attempting to go after, you know, the next level at every corner. And the truth is, there's always a next level. So you might as well enjoy where you are now. Enjoy whatever gets you to where you're going next, and take pride in these spaces because there is beauty in them all, and you should slow down to enjoy it. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you for the ability to recognize in myself that I have to do better. And thank you for the opportunity to share this with those who you see fit to receive this message today. Lord, I thank you for allowing us to gather. Thank you for the Jesus and Coffee devotional book. Thank you for this podcast. Thank you that you have turned this into a radio show. Lord, you are superseding not just my prayers, but our prayers. Lord, we understand and accept that we are all living inside of at least one answered prayer, that although we may sometimes take it for granted that you have showed up and answered our prayers over and over again. And Lord, if we are not grateful enough, allow us to end this space. Just say thank you. Thank you for all that you have done from before we were even in our mother's womb. Thank you for creating us to be the person that would impact and influence the kingdom the way only we can. Thank you for our journey, the good and the bad. Thank you for allowing it all to work out for our benefit in the end. Thank you for the plan that you devised with us in mind. Thank you that nobody can do what you've given us to do like we do. Lord, we honor you. We thank you. We know that there is no one like you, and we are grateful that you created us in the way that you did, and that you give us the courage to show up and be more like you daily. Lord, I thank you for where we are. I praise you for where we're going, and I trust you that you will help us slow down to enjoy the moments in between. In Jesus' name. Amen. Have an amazing day, friend, and a great week ahead. Don't forget, you can always go back and binge previous episodes of Jesus and Coffee. And if you haven't shared Jesus and Coffee with a friend, I think this is a pretty good episode to send out to some people in your phone, because we're all moving really, really fast. And I think we could all take a moment to just reflect on how far we've come and to enjoy all of the spaces that we are currently in. I'll talk to you next time, friend, on Jesus and Coffee.